ンスクリーン。
Hi everyone and welcome to Let's All Scream Season 2. My name is Salih Al-Break.
I'm Shahla Ali.
And I'm Hassan Al-Marashi.
And we're back.
It feels so strange but so good to record again.
Yeah. When did we...
August.
Was yeah.
it August?
Yeah.
And I feel like, if you guys recall, I mean, and if you've listened to episode 22 was our last one season. In season one. We did say we were like, oh, we're going to take a 2-week break.
Oh, yeah.
Or we were like, we'll do a month break. But then one thing led to the other. And well, here we are in February and season two launches.
To be fair, we did try to record in November?
Yes.
And then that got pushed to December.
Yes.
And then that got pushed to January. Yeah.
Boy, do we have a lot of updates for you guys and the reasons why it got pushed. But sorry, Hassan, you were saying?
No, I was just going to say, I think though we needed that break. I was feeling, even though we only post once a week, it did feel like it was, we were kind of running out of things to talk about.
And also, if you think we were, just so that people, if you're an avid podcast listener or if you're not, having an episode recorded every week is already quite hectic in itself, but recording it during a pandemic where we had to go through a lockdown, where we had to go through, you know, like obviously if you've listened to some of the episodes, some of them we've recorded over Zoom.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of challenges, but I agree. It got to a point where we had to kind of, I think, reconvene towards the end, and we're like, okay, why are we doing this? Are we doing it for the sake of just churning out episodes on topics that we care about, or are we getting, you know, mentally, I guess podcast tired. Block where we're getting like a bit tired of what topics to say? But I think, I mean, I always kept on saying like power, like more power to us, because we did 6 months worth of content weekly, no breaks, every week. Yeah. So I think it was fair enough that we took an almost 6 month break to recover, but we did miss it, and this is obviously why.
And hopefully with some new content to share with you guys and new topics to talk about, and more importantly, we're gonna try a few new things. So we were planning on making this a filmed season, and we might decide to do that later on, but as a start, we just felt, you know, with us still trying to socially distance and conflicting schedules, that might not always be easy to do. So what we will instead do is, starting once you hear this podcast, either the same day or the next day, I don't think we've decided yet, but you'll know when we know.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go on the new social media app called Clubhouse, and we're going to have just a casual discussion, involve you guys, the listeners, and, you know, just talk about, I think maybe recap the episode a bit and maybe talk about something else. Salih, maybe you're more familiar with the app than I am, so maybe you can... take us through it.
Yeah, so for anyone who's not familiar with Clubhouse right now, or if you are familiar, or if you have any questions, feel free to connect with us on Let's All Scream on Instagram and or Facebook, and we'll definitely give you guys more knowledge about it. But it's basically an audio-based platform. Think of it like if you're going to attend a conference or like a forum or like a speaking event, you have a stage with the speakers, and then you yourself are an audience member. So it's kind of like that. So people, if you create like a group, say for example, I think one of the things that we're definitely going to do is create a Let's All Scream club on Clubhouse, and we're gonna have, you know, you can follow the club itself, and then what you're gonna get is you're gonna get updates to our latest sessions. And what it's basically going to be is you enter, you create a profile just like any other social media tool. You create your profile, your picture, your bio, you follow your favorite accounts, for example. You can follow people or clubs, and if you follow the Let's All Scream club, you'll get kind of an update about when we're going live. We can pre-schedule, so you'll even have a schedule of on your calendar, you can save it on your Google calendar or whatever, of when we're going to go live and what the topic is going to be. But we thought, why not? I mean, we always want to hear feedback from you guys, and we do hear it on our social platforms. You guys do connect with us on Instagram, but what better way to get it live? So
we will, and it's more immediate.
Exactly. Yeah. And you guys will listen to us, and you can even raise your hand on the platform and we'll welcome you on stage, and you can share your thoughts as well. So I think that's such a great thing. So if you guys can just research about Clubhouse, get an account. You need an invite, but practically everyone is getting invited. So once you register on it, you're most likely going to be getting an email within the 24 hours and you'll get an account. If not, do DM us as well on Instagram, and hey, we can shoot over an invite over to you as well.
Yeah, I think it would just be great to like actually connect with everyone together
and to actually hear your voices.
Exactly.
Yeah,
put a voice behind the just the messages that we get.
Although exactly. I will say, for those of you who have been on Clubhouse, some of the sessions are quite insufferable and very annoying, so I hope we won't be that. So please call us out if we are. I don't want it to be just, you know, a boring one-sided conversation. I want it to be as interactive and and casual as possible, because, you know, here we speak to you, and, you know, we share our thoughts with you guys, the listeners, but on Clubhouse, hopefully we'll get to hear what you guys think as well. And that's essentially what we created the podcast for in the first place.
And so, one thing I wanted to also add, Hassan, is that what is the fun extension of Clubhouse is that we can also actually create different topics that fall under the Let's All Scream umbrella. So, you know, sometimes we divert into different things that we like to do. So we can always create topics that don't necessarily have to be about the latest episode that's released, but we can also talk about things that are interest to us and that you guys can join in as well.
Yeah. And I will say, this is not sponsored by Clubhouse, by the way. I know it sounds like it does, but it's not. But anyways, now that that's out of the way, how are you guys doing? How have you been?
Well, ladies first.
Thank you. Well, not much has been going on, but at the same time, so much has happened.
Yeah.
I think by now we're all used to this whole COVID ride that we're on.
Yeah.
But it's just been, I've been tackling momhood. I've been, I don't know. There's again, there's so much that has happened.
Yeah.
I've started working out and then stopped again. I've just started freelancing again. Oh, that's something
I like how you yourself realized, like, oh, okay.
That was something that was big, is that I officially got back into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always delaying it, or I was doing like one project or the other, but I wasn't really going back.
Yeah.
But now, like,
Maybe remind people of what freelancing is.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So I'm freelancing in graphic design.
Yeah.
And I'm just mainly, I like to work with logos, branding, these kind of things. So that's been nice, just to feel that. And then...
And I have to say, I've seen you like really come alive with it. And like you're really going for it wholeheartedly, and I think part of that is that you now have a little bit more time to focus on that.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah, we enrolled our daughter in nursery.
Yeah.
Only 3 times a week so far, but still, you just get those few extra hours.
Yeah,
and to also yourself.
But for her, honestly, it's been so great. She loves it. Like, as soon as we mention the name of the nursery, she like will jump out of bed and like
and get so excited and go get her clothes and like just.
For anyone who's like a new listener, or, you know, maybe you don't remember, but so Hassan and Shehla's daughter was a pandemic baby, in the sense that while she was kind of getting, well, I think she turned around 6 months, if not 7 months, when the pandemic kind of took off.
She was 7 months when the pandemic
Months.
Started.
So you guys can imagine, like, okay, up until 7 months, maybe, okay, a baby doesn't need to be out as much or interacting as much, because obviously, I mean, what do they know? But then obviously going closer to the birthday of, you know, their first birthday, the interactions kind of
she was
went
really
down.
Like, you could tell she, because every time we would like on the off chance we would see like relatives, or whenever we'd even just meet up with friends, and if they have kids, she loves kids, even if they're not her age. Like,
she starts
playing with them, and she loves playing with them. So we could really tell that she was ready for that social interaction.
Yeah, and we were seeing that she was getting not just bored, but like, first of all, she was getting bored. She was getting, she wanted more excitement, more tasks,
and
more
projects. And we were honestly very like, we were really struggling to figure out how to keep her entertained.
Yeah.
And but not just entertained, how to also help teach her new things.
Yeah, you know? To educate her through playing or these kind of things. And I was like trying Pinterest, I was trying Instagram and just searching, YouTubing, but there's only so much that you can do. Whereas
and
when
obviously
you know,
we're not trained early learning professionals.
And you're young parents that have no help at home as well, which also like is in the sense that...
We do have some help, but not like, we don't have like a full-time nanny or anything.
Exactly. No, yeah. That's what I mean. Like in the sense that if for you, Shahla, like to actually research, but then you're still also looking after her and at the same time,
that
so it's not much time.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, but I was going to say that's literally what it was, is even when I don't, even if she's sleeping or Hassan takes her and like tries to entertain her for a bit, I was still doing work as to how to entertain her. I was trying to prepare her next project or like prepare, I started preparing like paint or like I would make dough for her, not dough, Play-Doh. And so I was still like, it was always like catch up, and I was never catching up to the next project or the next task or the next, you know.
We were kind of like more in survival mode rather than, you know, focusing on playtime and learning and stuff. It's just like all about preparing her next meal and, oh, what are we going to do for her tomorrow? Oh, she needs to go to bed at this time. It was kind of, you know, you just jump from one thing to the other to the point where you're almost on autopilot. And then we had to take a step back and realize like, okay, we... Yes, we need to make sure she's safe and healthy and all of that. But at the same time, she needs social interaction. She needs to learn. She needs to see other kids.
So we did our, we started doing our research then. And then we were like, okay, we can like take her to a small nursery. That, like, you know, that we felt comfortable and we felt like
we're following I mean, they all follow the correct COVID guidelines. But
you have to be comfortable.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing is, I did see several different nurseries, but like, of course, I'm not going to name names, but there was one that was bigger and I felt like was more of a...
It was more like school rather than
exactly,
a nursery.
Exactly, yes. I didn't want her to enter into a school. I wanted her to just enjoy it. It's her childhood. I didn't want her to feel like, okay, school.
She's going
to
have her whole life to be in
school.
So,
so that was exactly it. So then once we found this nursery, it was very nice, homey, and I just enjoyed it.
And it was very close, which was the best thing, because then you know, you have to get up so early to take them. So it helped that was almost
and now,
next door.
Yeah, now she's in her routine. She's happy. You know, she loves it, and we do too.
And now that, and so that's basically how you get, I guess, now free time.
Exactly.
To focus
that's when
on
it started.
That you
is
love.
Once she started going into nursery, I started thinking, hey, wait, now I have free time, and then I started. I took that step, and it's been great.
But how about you, Saleh?
So again, looking at it from August up until now, I think, like you said, Shahla, we kind of became numb to the situation of, I guess, okay, we're in a pandemic and, you know, it's still going. But at the same time, I think, you know, looking at it from the onset, despite being numb to it, also being very mindful, I still took a lot of lessons that I did in 2020 and I took it into 2021, which is, we discussed this in one of the episodes of me in just enjoying my own company. Me, you know, limiting, I guess, what energy I put into, you know, and kind of like really value my time. And then also just look at how I spend time with friends and family, etc. Thank God for Zoom, because I think for again, listeners, you know, for me, my family is kind of dispersed across the globe right now. So, and I haven't seen my parents for just over a year now. So it's nice to kind of still connect with them, and it became normal in the sense that I think if they if it weren't for these like advanced technologies that came out or tools that kind of, I know they were there before the pandemic, but they took off during the pandemic. I don't think we would have had that. But all in all, I think it was, it's been great. I think something we can all relate to on this table is that we all have had close calls with COVID.
Probably all our listeners too. I don't think anyone at this stage doesn't know someone who has either had COVID themselves or like know someone who's been impacted by it.
Yeah, like literally first degree.
Yeah.
In my case, I know that, I mean, in January, my brother got it. That's when it became real to me because it entered my house. Yeah. And so my brother at the moment is living with me because he studies in the UK. But he's here for winter break. And of course, because the UK extended the lockdown, so he's decided to stay here. So he has been cautious.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, despite, you don't know how this thing
goes. You don't know. We got it. We didn't get it.
Yeah.
But Hassan's sister did get it. And she lives also with us. And so it was the same situation, is that, you know, you do take your precautions, but somehow sometimes it just, you know, can't stop it.
Yeah. And you feel like, okay, so... And it was a joke, I guess, in the family and with my friends. Like, we spent 2020 running away from it only to start 2021 with it in our house.
Yeah.
And when it's in your house, and you guys, we can now both talk about this.
Yeah.
And by the way, for you guys, for listeners, it happened literally a few days apart, if not like where my brother had gotten it and their sister
and we didn't sister had interact gotten it. So it's not like we got it from each other.
Yes. So we were already we hadn't seen each other for a few days, so it was impossible. But you know, for me being inside the house, that like really inspired me to like,
I think with me what happened was it was more of a, you know what, this was the scariest thing that I was imagining in my head, and now that it's in our house we have to have come in contact with it. Although the moment she found out, she quarantined into her room.
I have to say, like, to be very honest and like candid about this, I was the type of person who was like, oh, okay, if someone gets it in the house, like,
that's it.
I just want to get it so that I get it over with. I have to admit, I wasn't that mindset, but it's a miracle because my sister isolated.
Yeah.
And we took it very seriously, and we took all the precautions. Yeah. We didn't end up getting it. And it is a miracle, to be honest, that we didn't get it.
Because the night that she tested, she kissed the baby goodnight, and then we told her goodnight, and then we kissed the baby goodnight. And so it's just like, I'm like, okay.
So it's a literal, actual miracle that we didn't get it. But what I mean to say is that, please, if there's anyone who lives with you that has it, still isolate from them, because that does really help stop the spread. So all the guidelines that are in place, they actually work. They actually have a purpose.
Exactly.
They're not just put there to restrict us. You know, it actually
and something that
difference.
I picked up for. So when my brother had gotten it, something that I picked up was I had gone to the pharmacy and I was like, oh, we have to amp up the vitamins that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys already, you know, do take like vitamins.
Yeah.
But for my sake, when I went to the pharmacy, they were like, oh, what would you need? And I realized while I was standing in the pharmacy thinking, I don't know what supplements and vitamins I should be taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized how I've been neglecting this. It took the situation that I was in to make me realize I needed vitamins when it shouldn't have been the case. So I've continued that ever since. Obviously, he's been cleared now. And similar to your case, none of us in the house also caught it because he had isolated quite early on. But I continued. So I still take my vitamins. I still take my supplements. And I think I'm going to continue because I just feel that it does make a difference, at least for me.
Yeah. And for me, I think it was really a wake up call because I was very scared that if I get it, because I am overweight, that I would be hit really hard. Even though, thankfully, at least I don't think I have any other pre-existing conditions. But so it really inspired us both, Shehla and I, to really take look after our health. If for nothing else than for our daughter's sake.
And
of course we always have that in our mind, but this makes it that more much more urgent. And that's not to say that, you know, you can't be overweight and healthy. You can, but for me, I know this is not my best self, because I have been healthier before. And I want to make that change. I think, you know, I'm 32 now. I don't want to spend more years being unhappy about my health and my weight.
Sponsored by Weight Watchers. But I think it's although it's been maybe a break for the past 6 months from the season, but it definitely has not been in terms of our lives. As you guys can hear, we've definitely been through a lot and come into close contact with a few people. And I think it just got, for me sometimes, I think it got a bit mentally draining. I think we as a trio were split for almost 5-6 weeks because either because of isolating or for just those
conflicting schedules.
Schedules. And also, like, for myself, I had, similar to other countries, the UAE has this mandatory 2-week military duty training that happens here. So I was there, and because during the military duty you're exposed to different people. I mean, on a normal day, the only exposure we ever get is from each other. We don't go, we've obviously stopped, you know, we're working from home as well. So for me to go there as well, I didn't want to expose these guys, because we did come into close call literally weeks before. So it was like 5 weeks of just isolating, or 6 weeks, you know, from each other and stuff like that. And so a lot did happen. But I'm excited to say that for the near future, a positive that's coming out is I finally decided that I will be going to visit my parents. So I mentioned earlier on that I haven't seen my parents in over a year. And it's been, I think, tough on both sides. I mean, I'm very close with my parents, and I talk to them daily, twice a day. All of my brothers do, actually, maybe one more than the other. But it's been a bit, you know, obviously, for anyone who is close to their parents can understand that it's not the same when you do it over virtual, you know, virtual calls. So my mom kind of gave me the idea and said, you know, in they're currently in Mauritius, and my dad had retired there a couple of years ago and used to always fly back and forth. But obviously, due to what's happening now, has been there since November 2019, if you guys can imagine. So it's quite a while. And at the moment, the situation there is I would consider safe, because they went into such extreme measures to protect themselves and protocols.
I remember the moment it started spreading, they just completely closed.
The day that they had reported anything in the news in Mauritius, they went into an 8-month airport lockdown. So they didn't even let anyone come in or out. So they managed to really control it.
And even now, flying into the country is super strict.
There used to be two to three flights a day from Emirates Airlines. Now it's one flight a week. So it's really still strict. And to show you guys how obviously desperate, how much I miss my parents, I'm even going to have to quarantine in a room alone for 2 weeks. So I'm actually flying there for 2 weeks. I'm going to be stuck in a room. I hope it doesn't go, doesn't drive me crazy. But then obviously, inshallah, after the 2 weeks, then obviously I can go and stay with them. And I'll be staying with them for the holy month of Ramadan, which is the main reason why I'm going, is just to spend Ramadan and Eid with them, because I haven't seen them in so long. And what better time to spend with your family than something like that?
And I think for your mom, it's also been especially difficult, and your dad, because they have a new granddaughter.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure missing all those big moments and not being there for a lot of those moments must have been extremely difficult on her.
Especially considering how much of a family-oriented person your mom is.
And how close you guys are. So I know you going there will be a huge, huge reprieve for her.
Yeah. I mean, I am their favorite, so it also it also helps. But honestly, I'm just really looking forward to it. And the only reason, of course, why I would ever take a feat like this and, you know, go on a 7-hour flight in the current state that we're in, is obviously I wouldn't have done it if it's not for a reason such as this. because I wouldn't, you know, I just feel for everyone out there who is away from their family for so long, and I can relate now. And I think I took advantage of it before, you know, having them in the house and just, you know, saying
took
that
it for granted,
took it for took it for granted. And I think now it's like, even someone was telling me, how long are you going for? And I said, well, with the quarantine 2 weeks, the total period will be about 2 months. And they were like, oh my god, 2 months, won't you get bored or something? I'm like, no, I'm gonna take advantage of every day with them. My mom's gonna give me home cooked food that I've been missing for a year and a half, and my dad also, we train together as well, so that would be fun.
That for me, so that's actually something else that happened also, is that my entire family was able to fly in September. That was something that I was able to experience, and I'm so grateful to have done.
And it was so they flew in September 2020. And when was the last time you had seen them?
Since the baby was born, so the year before. August 2019 was the last time I saw them.
So over a year.
So, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to fly. So basically, for those who don't know, my family lives in Iraq. And so I hadn't seen them since. And we had both gone to Canada. And that's where I gave birth. And then I flew back here. And of course, they flew back to Iraq. But I hadn't seen them. And then I knew I wasn't going to fly to Iraq anytime
soon.
Actually,
you were supposed to right before the whole thing
literally
happened.
We had our tickets in February. And then...
And if you remember, by the way, you had your ticket.
While
I had a ticket to Mauritius.
Yes.
Yeah. So at that time, we were both like technically haven't seen our families in so long.
Yeah.
And so Shahla was like, oh, I'm going to go to Iraq and, you know, see my family. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen mine in 4 months. I'm also going.
Yeah.
And it was both in March.
Exactly.
And then we were both like, oh yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Literally, like the night before, Hassan was like, are you sure, like, are you ready to go and everything? And then I was the one who was like, no, I don't think I'm comfortable traveling. And it was just, you know, that gut instinct.
Yeah.
And then literally the day after, they announced that all the airports are shutting down and they're stopping flights. And I'm just like, thank god I hadn't gone, because I would have gotten stuck there 100%. And I don't know when I would have been able to come back home.
It was really great, honestly, having your family here. And like, for those, just FYI, they had to come. It wasn't like they didn't come just for a vacation.
Yeah.
There was like some paperwork and stuff that they needed to do that just could not be done otherwise. But it was really a great opportunity for them to come. And
I think I like you said, Saleh, do what I did is I took advantage of it. My mom was like cooking me home meals and like my favorite dishes.
And your sisters came as well that helped you with the baby.
Oh my God. I cannot explain how much that alone helped. And it's funny how they all came together, but then my dad had to go back because of work. And then my mom had to go back, I think like 2-3 weeks later. And then my sister stayed for basically a total of 2.5 months, I think. I think so. And then they left. So when they left, I'm glad that they did it in like small little batches and they slowly decreased.
So it wasn't just like the house is full and all of a sudden everyone's gone.
Exactly. Because like that was the biggest thing for me, is having that support, that once they left, I was like, okay, I don't think I had realized how much help I needed, that when they did leave, I was like, okay, you know what? No. That's when the thinking of, you know, maybe I do. That's when we started thinking about nursery or about you know, other alternative options that we had. So when they left, it was like such a big gap that like even right now I'm like trying to like hold it in together. But alhamdulillah, I was able to see them, and that was a big, you know, just a big gift from God that I was able to just spend time with them, because I don't know when I would be able to see them again. Yeah.
I think something that I want to kind of bring back again for you guys if you're listening as well, is that you realize that we're still all in this together. We're still going through the same motions together. We're still taking every day as it goes together. We still have our ups and down moments. So our lives did not pause when season one ended. We continued, you know, having, you know, things were thrown at us in different ways and in different manners, left, right, and center. But I'm still, like, I'm proud of you, Shahla, and I'm proud of you, Hassan, for still pushing through every day. I'm still proud of everyone out there who is in the same boat. You know, maybe you were not fortunate enough to still see your family up until now.
Yeah.
So, you know, to stay strong and to realize that you're not alone is a big thing. And I hope that you guys can relate and even maybe share some of your stories. And, you know, after listening to this episode, can also tell us some of the things that you have faced in the past 6 months. What are the changes? Any good changes? Any bad changes? What lessons have you learned? Because we want to know what you guys have been up to as well.
Yeah, and we do know, like, obviously there are people who still haven't been able to see their family and won't be able to, unfortunately. And we really feel for you guys who are in that situation. This really has been, I think it's one of those moments in history where it's really a paradigm shift, you know, like when like historical things happen. We are being part of a very dark period in history right now.
Yeah.
But I hope that we can all still find like joyous moments and make some good memories out of this.
And I think that's maybe one of our biggest reasons, and I can maybe see it now that we created this podcast, because one thing I know is I realize there are a lot of people out there who are just seeking companionship. They're seeking a positive light. They're not trying to look at the news. They're not trying to focus on the negative. They're trying to push through when it's really hard. And trust me, it's been like that for us as well. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that in a way, you listening to this and being a part of our sit down table at Let's All Scream, you feel like you just have another friend, two or three, to just kind of talk it out and to for us to kind of be that distraction that you need to showcase that, like, yes, you can also push through and that we're all in this together.
But besides that, we are very excited for season two. We can't wait to take you guys with us as we, I think last season, we just scratched the surface on certain topics, but this year we really want to go. We want to go deeper and we want to talk about things that really matter, and we can't wait for you guys to be part of that conversation.
I want to have a like a proper episode where just like we have let it all out and we see Hassan just break down and cry
and we just all scream together
and we physically scream. You know what, we should actually just have one episode where you just scream the whole time.
Trust me, I don't think it's going to take much for me to go over the edge.
Oh yeah, these days, poor guy, I feel like he really has just had such like a troubling time, but just, you know, it's life, let's just be real. And so like sometimes I feel like the smallest little feather will just like knock him down, and then he'll just be on like
I'm hanging on by a thread.
So he won't be like, I would know from the morning if that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna take a step back. I'll take the baby out. Yeah. Oh look, the weather is so nice today. We're gonna go to the beach.
The weather has been so good, I have to say.
Yeah. But
I love the cold.
But I don't know. I'm hoping by the time that this comes out next week or this week, or well, when you're listening to this, that the weather stays amazing. But if you guys noticed, the fog came in this past 2 weeks, and usually they say when the fog rolls in the mornings, that means that the weather is changing.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty hot.
Yesterday hit 34 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking the 30s.
I love the
winter.
Cold.
Don't leave us yet.
I loved it. The Canadian in me is screaming right now. And I need a bit of more cold. That wasn't enough.
You couldn't have moved here from Canada and brought a little snow with you. No, nothing.
No, I tried. I didn't know it was going to be this hot.
But again, like Hassan was saying, this season we just wanted to like elevate it, continue just welcoming you into our homes, welcome you into our lives, just talking, screaming if you want about things that are going on, hopefully relate. But we just wanted to be more impactful. We have taken down your suggestions last year. We have taken down our own notes. We have wanted to even include a new surprises that we will be talking about and elevating the show even more, which is why we mentioned the Clubhouse app, and hopefully we'll try it out, see how that works. If it doesn't work, we might do something else. But all in all, just wanted to give you guys a more heightened experience into the Let's All Scream world.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to leave it there for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please follow us on our social media channels. It's @Let's All Scream on Instagram and on Facebook. and on Clubhouse, I think.
Yes, hopefully. if we figure out how to create a club.
Just search Let's All Scream and you'll probably find us. And then, of course, as always, if you want to reach out to us over email with any questions or feedback or just input on any conversations, then it's letsallscream.podcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
And we'll speak to you guys next week.
Bye.
See you.